Hey folks, Scott from IT Rockstars. Hope you're keeping well. I'm on holiday and I have nowhere to work, so I'm out like on the balcony here preparing for a speech that I'm going to be doing in a few days' time. Really bad, actually. Never like go and agree to do a talk to a big audience, you know, the day after you get back from a week's holiday with your family, because you're limited for places that you can prepare for that talk. So I'm on the balcony and I have a little glass of port. I'm out in a place in the Algarve called Praia da Luz, and I'm enjoying the view and the experience. I'm getting away from my family, and the excuse is that I'm delivering a video to you guys. So what I'm going to discuss with you today, enough nonsense, what I'm going to discuss with you today is a patent that Google released back in 2017. You can see this on the screen, and this is a patent, and it's all about, It just shows you how well prepared I am for this talk. So it's related searches. So it's related items to a search. Now, why is this important for your IT business? Let's say, for example, you're trying to rank a particular key term in Google, something like IT support, something really general or vague like that. Not vague, but that's kind of, I speak to MSPs and they want to rank top for the keywords, things like IT support. What you have to do, one of the steps you can do, is look at this patent, and there's experts that are, they've got a little bit more brain power than me. They've actually reverse engineered this patent. And what they've taken away from it is that you can create supporting content and gain what is known as topical authority. So what I mean by supporting content is you maybe got a blog post all about IT support in your local area that you're trying to rank into Google. You create four or five different blog posts that link to that one article that are supporting articles or supporting subtopics on the main topic of IT support. So what would a subtopic be of IT support? One of them would probably be something like your response times, how quickly you respond to things, what your service level agreements are, how you've potentially responded to a major incident with a client. That would be a great subtopic to talk about. Another one would potentially be just talking about maybe your backup process, the fact that maybe you check the backups, you know, every week. So you're not only just getting the alert to say the backup's complete, you're actually going in, intentionally delete something, and then checking to see if you could restore it. Maybe there's some sort of test files that you put in place in the backup. So these subtopics that you can create blog posts about, five or six on a particular key topic will allow you to gain topical authority. So if your website's maybe not the greatest when it comes to SEO, you're maybe not ranking in Google, if you can gain this topical authority, you can pretty much outrank the competition purely based on topical authority. There are obviously other steps when it comes to SEO that you can perform to help you in this process, but this is one of the key ones that you'll find that most SEO experts do for their clients to gain the top spot in Google. Anyway, I hope this video was useful for you. Apologies, it was a little bit, I've had a little drink of port and I'm preparing for this, but hopefully it was useful for you and I'll see you in the next video. Take it easy. Bye.